It's time for the Pestrogen Podcast with your hosts, Jenny and Candace.
Welcome back, pretty pesties everywhere. Thanks for joining us again for an episode of Pestrogen Podcast. My name is Jenny, and I am here with my lovely co-host, Candace. How are you, Candace?
I am doing good. Yes, it is season, but it's been great. Like, it's been nice and steady. I haven't had anything too crazy yet. Cross my fingers, knock on wood.
Yeah.
But it's been pretty good. And then kids are going to trips here soon, which my daughter will be very, very close to you here in about 2 weeks. I know, I told her, she might just pack me in your suitcase.
Right. Come hang out with her bestie.
Right? Yeah, she's got that. And then when she comes back, she's taking another friend here just out, you know, to the big city for her friend's birthday. And that's about all that I know of that's going on that way for the kids. But they're enjoying their summer break so far.
That's awesome. That's super cute. Aw. I've been sick all week.
I know.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I have, like, an upper respiratory thing, so I might sound a little raspy today. I apologize, folks, but I'm getting better. Thankfully, my bosses were cool with me dipping on Friday to go to the doctor and then head back to my route, so that was good. So, yeah, it's, you know.
Did you do anything else fun this week besides hacking out your lungs?
Just work and yeah, just nonstop go for that end of the month stuff. I took vacation this month, so now it's like go get that route done.
Oh yeah.
run. So
oh yeah.
Yeah, that's about it. It's just peak season. Ants galore. I don't know about y'all, but we got
our ants have kind of slowed down.
That's good.
I think it's because we haven't had a whole lot of rain recently.
Yeah.
But yeah, they've seemed to slow down a lot, which I'm okay with. Totally okay with it. Even though I did have to go to one of my IPM accounts and for ants in like the office buildings upstairs, or the offices upstairs. And so I get there and the lady's like, you know, oh, they're hanging around the fish tank here. They were all over the food. Well, they're not here anymore. Oh, well, there's a couple right there. So I move the stuff out of the way, lay down on my stomach flat on the ground, look under this bookcase, and there's one single solitary fish flake under there and like 50 ants on it. And I'm going, well, okay then.
Hey, like, they're
apparently after some protein today. Right. So I, you know, wiped them up, took the fish flake, checked around everywhere else, seeing if they were, you know, where they're coming in, where they're going out. Not another one was seen. And I even stood, I was like there for an extra 15 minutes after that, just to see if any more would come. Not a thing. I'm like, okay. I'm like, yeah. Put your fish food in a better container and make sure you don't spill it. Like, I don't know what else to tell you.
Yeah, right.
Well, our janitors, no. Yes, you're a whole adult. Clean up your own damn mess.
Yeah.
Like, stop.
Yeah.
Stop waiting for the janitor to do it. I have to tell these people that all the time. Like, it's not the janitor's. I mean, yes, I know it is the janitor's job, but it's not the janitor's job at the same time. Clean up your own stuff.
Right. Yeah. It's for me, it's been nonstop ants, and I really haven't seen much cockroaches lately. I'm slightly disappointed, but
and only us as a whole, as a pest control, would be upset for not seeing cockroaches.
My disappointment.
We have our one. We have a second one that one randomly keeps showing up in her unit, so we finally ended up treating for it, whatever. Our one that I keep seeing all the time, and it seems early in the season, but maybe not, are freaking paper wasps. Mm-hmm. I am constantly knocking down hives. Well, you saw the picture of the big one that I had to take down. That was my first, like, full-size hive by myself.
I
had Kyra there with me, but
right.
I mean, I didn't have a second suit. It was just my suit. and Brandon was like 30 minutes away, and he'd called me right after I had found it, and I didn't say anything to him because I didn't want him to freak out. I didn't want him to be like, don't do it, I'm coming, blah, blah, blah. So I'm just like, oh yeah, blah, 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 doing this, doing that, working. Oh, I got to give Kyra my phone back so it can continue checking stations. Okay, bye. But then as soon as I got it down, then I called and told him. And Jude was so freaked out over it. He thought that we were closer to them. And he's like, you could have told us, we would have been there in like 5 minutes. And I'm like, no, son, you would have been there in like 30 minutes. And I got it. I'm sorry, Paper Wasp here, to me, I don't know if it's just here, if it's just ours, they're fucking stupid.
Yeah, they are.
Like, I'm obviously standing underneath this hive. It's maybe, okay, so I'm 5'7". It's maybe a foot off my head. And so it's like, obviously they know where, like, the wasp freeze is coming from. I'm right there. And one went on my hood. And I just went, and blew it off. None of the other ones ever even came after me. Now, see, had they been yellow jackets, I'd have been smart.
Yeah, I was about to say, yellow jackets are the usual assholes that end up getting me.
But, like, sometimes, like, some people are just like, oh my god, paper wasps are so mean, and I'm like, they're fucking dumb. They don't understand, like, where the assault just came from.
Oh, what was it? It's God. No.
No.
Chill. But,
now, I got to work a lot with the kids this week. Just because we needed extra help, and, well, they wanted some extra money for all their summer plans. And then Monday, all four of us will be working together doing our three-story huge apartment complex. That's going to be fun. It's going to be very pain in the neck, literally, from webbing three stories high. Oh, man, by the end of I'm like,
yeah, I bet. Webbing can be a lot on your neck and shoulders. And,
yeah. Well, and it's because, like, our mine and Brandon's long poles will make it to that third story, but only if you're, like, directly in line, not at an angle at all.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so we have to be directly in line, and then you're just straight up, and you're like, oh, God.
Right. Yes.
But it is what it is, and it needs to get done. We, you know, we had to do it. We were supposed to do it in December. Brandon still wasn't feeling well, so we just, you know, let the people know, hey, we're not going to be able to do it. And they're like, that's fine. And then we were supposed to do it in March. And then he still wasn't up for it. So it hasn't been done since last September. So it's probably going to be pretty bad. Because we got it where it was not that bad. And me and him were just doing it. The kids could come if they wanted. But it was just me and him. But yeah, we're like, yeah, all four of us are going to need to go again.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. Yeah. But today's episode, we are doing the things you can't unhear.
Oh boy, and there's a lot of it.
Those moments where you're just like, oh my god, I'm going to remember this for the rest of my life.
Yeah, whether it's the funny, the stupid, the moronic, the what the fucks? It's all of it. And sometimes it's things you don't even think of right away. It's just that your client is just a freaking crack up to begin with.
Right.
I love those ones. I have lots of them that way. But, like, my main one that I always hear, and I obviously cannot unhear it now since, you know, my company is Family Pest Control. I constantly get the, well, do you treat for aunts and uncles? Or, yeah. Or they'll, you know, push their kid closer to me or their wife or husband and be like, do you treat this pest? I'm like, oh, my good God, people.
That's probably the trillionth time I've heard that.
But yeah, thanks. Even the first five times, it wasn't funny.
No, right, exactly. Yes. Oh, but
we did get a lot of submissions after we had to go hammer out some people. We get it. It's season. Yes. Stuff happens. We all forget. It's fine. We got lots of good ones after the fact. After we had to go personally to people and go, give me a goddamn story.
Yes. We thank you, our friends, that we harass. Also, one thing I'd like to address. Why does everybody think we're this, like, super professional podcast?
I don't know.
So this is a good time to talk about the Tony Spangler tumblers. Because Tony Spangler, I asked him for a submission for this one, and he says, oh, what'd he say? They're, like, inappropriate or whatever. Tony, we don't care.
God damn it, Tony, you know us.
We're not, like, this isn't some super fan. I mean, we have some more serious episodes, okay?
We do.
Those are more serious episodes.
Yes.
You can tell by the title if it's going to be a more serious episode.
Yeah. Normally when it's, you know, like a specialty, like our Lyme disease one and the and stuff like that, those are definitely more serious. But like our story-driven ones, we don't want serious. We want real stories, real legit people.
Yes.
We aren't serious people.
No. He said it's a bit graphic. That is totally okay for future reference. I feel bad I didn't respond. But we wanted to mention our Tony Spangler tumblers. Candace is showcasing the pangs.
The pangs. There. And then see, there's our other big brother in podcasting, the handsome Jack Starry, saying penis.
Yes.
As he always does. And then me in the penis patrol shirt. And if you can't tell, that's Mousezilla. It is Tony's mock-up of our logo.
Yes.
And then saying, yay, I love penis. It was a joke from a whole group chat, because Jack told me that he said penis on the his podcast, and I was like, yay, I love penis.
Yes. Yes.
So now it's a Tumblr. I have one of two. Jack has the other one.
Yes.
And then Jenny has one of two as well. I have mine. It's beautiful. Just way over there where I can't reach it.
Mine is usually in my truck, but I actually have it on my truck this time, so I'm proud of myself.
So speaking of graphic, Mr. Tony Spangler, graphic tumblers, anything you can imagine, Tony can create, AI, real pictures, or no pictures at all if you just want words. I've seen lots of his with just wording and stuff on them. He does pesticide labels, obviously just wording, at spanglerart.com. If you can think it, Tony can make it, so stay cute, stay unique, stay hydrated. I've used this thing all week long for cold brew, and I will get all my cold brew drink, and the car is, like, you know, burning hot, like 90 degrees inside of it, and I'll shake it, and there's still ice sitting in it. So then I just dump some water in it, and then I have ice water.
Heck yeah. Mm-hmm. Right now I'm having coffee in it. I don't know where I put my lid. It's somewhere, but
yeah, mine still keeps scattered. It hot. Yeah, mine are scattered everywhere. So I have coffee in this one. I didn't have anything in mine because I had to hurry up and grab it. So I have coffee, water, and way over there is an energy drink.
You are fueled for the day, girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Yes. But we got tons and tons of submissions. One of my moments of things I could not unhear is I was in Louisville, Kentucky, running a route for several weeks, and I was in this empty mansion servicing, and it was a bridal suit or whatever. It was empty because it was beautiful, and they just did bridal ceremonies there. I get in the basement with this guy I was treating for actual brown recluse. Actual, not just
actual
ones. not joke.
The brown recluse.
Yeah. And I get in the basement, and this guy looks at me and he says, man, you're brave, little girl, to come down into this basement with me in an empty mansion all by yourself.
Creepy.
That was the creepiest moment. I like, anytime I'm in an uncomfortable situation, I think of that moment. It's like a phrase I can't unhear is like, you're brave, little girl. It's like, why?
You?
No. Like,
you?
Yeah. Like, what the fuck? Why would you even say that? Like,
right? Especially like that.
Yeah.
Like, are you just trying to literally give the creep factor? Because I'm a firm believer in women having a sixth sense for creeps.
Yeah.
Just by seeing them. You don't even have to talk to them most of the time. Just seeing a dude sometimes, you can just be like, ooh, that dude's creepy.
Nope. Yeah. You know? Yeah.
So don't give us more reason to think you're a creep.
That was such a weird moment. Thankfully, for the rest of the service, he was really cool. It was a bridal suite that had, like, those really cool, like, Siberian horses or whatever. The type, I forget what they're called. The kind of horses are in Lord of the Rings and stuff, but...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the super fancy ones. And he took me out to the horses to see the horses before I left, because it was,
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it was cool, but, like, it's one of those moments where, like, okay, am I going to die?
Am I making it out of this one alive?
Yeah, so anytime I'm stuck in that position again, I think... You're brave, little girl. And I'm just like, ugh, am I? Like, I'm about to get up and
I'm
go.
I'm trying to be.
Done. Done here. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely one, man. I will never forget.
Yeah, that's creepy. I haven't had a whole lot of ones like that. Or, like things that, like, I can't unhear. Besides, like, the typical... Like, oh my god, I can't believe, you know, like, the ants will come if you do this, you know, like, that stuff I still hear, and I'm just like,
yeah.
I'm like, okay, that's not how it works, but okay.
Right. And that's the thing with big box and, like, what Tales from the Crawl Space calls, like, Donnie and Marie companies, is they send you to these places that... Honestly, sometimes they don't give a fuck about your safety. Mm-hmm. They said, hey, we got a contract here. Go make some money. And it's just like, oh, all right.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
No, there's a few places that Brandon won't let me go by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Just for either the tenant that's there or, like, surrounding neighbors. He's like, absolutely not. You will never do that one by yourself. You'll never be there unless I am there with you. Don't ever bring the kids there.
Yeah.
Okay. Whereas, I'm not even going to argue.
Yeah. Whereas big companies are just like, I don't give a fuck. Go make that money.
Yep.
Who cares about your extra hole in your body? I don't go. Right. It's awful.
Yeah. The one that Brandon told me that he can never forget, he was out at a house that they had recently just painted blue, and he had been forewarned from a coworker that these people are kind of off the wall and believe literally everything that they read or hear. So Brandon was there, like I said, Ben, he was like, oh, there's not a whole lot of spider webbing here. Obviously they just painted, they had power washed beforehand, the shit wasn't there. You know, so he's like, oh, I don't have to do a whole lot of webbing. And the lady was like, no, it's because I read that spiders don't like the color blue. So that's why our house is now blue. And he was, okay. No, he did his, which his professional way of saying fuck off is, oh, okay. So that's what he gave them. He said that was like his first time he did a professional oh, okay, to somebody. Oh. And yeah, he said, he was like, I can bring you right to that house. I bet you it's still fucking blue. And so I told Brandon that we needed to figure out what color blue it was, because I was tired of having spiders on our house. Because it's blue, but it's apparently the wrong shade of blue.
For spiders.
Yeah, the spiders are okay with baby blue. They just don't like royal blue. I don't fucking know.
Right. That's ridiculous. Oh my god. So we got many submissions too. Let's see here. My cheese dad, the Mr. Brad Harvey, the overlord of Pest Control Humor Depot.
Our second favorite group.
Our second favorite group.
That's right, Brad. I said it again.
Oh. He said, a customer told me several years ago that he didn't want me to spray his basement anymore because he had a new breed of bug that was crossed between a cricket and a spider, and that they had somehow mated and he was going to be rich selling them to science. They were camel crickets.
Fucking camel crickets.
He's rich.
He discovered it.
Don't spray it. He's gonna be rich. What the fuck? No.
Like, Okay, like, I'm very against, like, looking shit up on Google sometimes. But at that point, look the shit up on Google.
Yeah, right. I mean,
like, Google Lens can be your friend. It can be stupid, too, but it can be your friend. Oh my god, seriously. Oh, I got one from, actually, I think I got a couple. Yes, from Alex Shelby. Another cheese bag. I should be meeting him in September at one of the CEU conferences on the Oregon coast. So I'm super excited for that. He said, I had a gal in a trailer park scattering diced onions around inside and out of her union because, and I quote, mice don't like the smell. Bitch, I don't like the smell.
Right.
You smell like B.O.
What the fuck? No.
Oh my god. And another lady put cayenne pepper in her windowsills to prevent ants. It triggered her son's asthma and she tried to sue me for it. Yeah, no. Cayenne pepper's not going to stop the ants. And let's think of our own children first. My son's asthmatic. I would never in a million years have cayenne pepper just chilling. And he's not even that bad. His is mainly exercise induced, but...
Right.
But still, like, what are we doing? Anyways, that's a whole other subject.
Right.
Oh, and his last one. This one's great. Oh my god. Had a lady over about a year ago adopt a total of 10 cats out 202, which I think he meant 101. I could be wrong. Towards Jewel because they're good rodent control. Yes, they killed the mice, but they didn't touch the rats. She started feeding the cats on the porch because why wouldn't you? They need to eat too. I had a photo of her pulling up to her house to see 4 bushy-tailed wood rats eating out of the food dish while the cats were standing by waiting their turn. She then proceeded to tell me that my spray wasn't doing any good because the rats were out of control. I asked if she had considered getting a cat. She fired me after that service.
Oh my god.
I can't wait to meet this man. Like, he cracks me up. That was be totally something I would have fucking said to her. Be like, have you thought about getting a cat?
People.
And some cats, like, I have 4 cats. A few of mine have gone after rats. But mainly they do mice. Because rats are fucking huge.
Yeah, they are.
Especially, like, our Norways and shit we have here. They're monsters.
Yeah.
You know, they're not going to go after something that could possibly hurt them. That's
right.
Not what they're going to do. So, yeah, like, cats will work for mice. They're not always going to work for rats.
And I've especially, never seen it, personally.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously, like you said, you have to feed the cats. They need to eat as well. But when you're feeding them so much, they're not going to want to go out and hunt because they don't need to.
Right.
So, I'm not saying starve your cats. Don't take that away from this. But oh my god, yeah. I told him. I said you should have told her to get a real cat.
Yep.
Well, we have cougars and shit around here. Go
yeah,
adopt
I was about
one
to say,
of them.
Yeah. I'm gonna sue Pestrogen Podcast because I stopped feeding my cat and it died.
Candace told me to stop feeding the cat so it would catch rats.
Disclaimer, we're not telling you to stop feeding your cat.
This is not medical advice. I am not a vet. Do not stop feeding your animals, okay?
If we need to say that, you don't need a pet.
No. I mean, like, not feeding your children, okay? Like, they require you to feed them. Feed them.
Hey, it's 2025. We need a disclaimer for everything.
Fuck, right. Have it pop up at the beginning.
Right, exactly.
This is not a professional podcast. We are not vets. Don't listen to us.
Give us your raunchy stories.
Tell us, listen to us. Tell stories and have funny shit to say about it afterwards. Don't take anything that we say seriously.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Too great.
Oh, God. Anyways.
That's great. My buddy Diesel, my pesty bestie, he said, I knocked on the neighbor's door who clearly had mole activity And this Vietnam vet answered and replied to my telling him he had moles with, yeah, I went to a mole seminar and they said to put coyote urine out and they'll keep them away. But you know what I do? I get loaded and I piss into empty bottles and I leave them in the sun for a few days. I pour it on my lawn and it works because I'm an apex predator. Dude, first of all, ew. Second, you've got moles still on top of a pissy lawn. Fucking love that.
Oh my god, I died when I read that yesterday. That was great. Dude, ew.
Just first ew. Of all, ew.
I'm the apex predator.
Oh, okay.
Like, I have a few vet friends, not Vietnam vet. But, you know, from, like, Afghanistan and Iraq and stuff like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
And I could see one of them saying something like that just being a total fucking goofball because that's who he is. I don't see him actually doing that, though. Because he has, he keeps getting squirrels that keep yeah. digging into his house. So he's, you know, asked us to help and blah, blah, blah. And we have. But I don't see him, like, taking a piss around his house. And he's out in the country. He literally could. Right, and nobody right. would know the wiser. But what the fuck?
You have a pissy lawn. the way Diesel said, first of all, ew. That killed me.
Because that totally sounds like something I would say. Like, I know I have said that before. But like, first of all, ew. Second off, it's like, I just got to get that out of the way. That's fucking gross. Just ew.
Just ew.
Ew. Okay, read Alex. Oh, I'm going to read the submission from Jack Starry, which you had a second one, I think, from him that didn't make it on here, I think. I don't know. Oh, yeah, Jack said, you people spray stuff that attract bugs, so I will keep paying. Yeah, I've heard that one. I have heard that one. And I had my dog treated for fleas. Can you treat my kids, too? And then same for head lice. No. We're not no. treating your children. I'm not treating your pet. I can treat their bed. I'm not treating the pet. Fuck off. Go right. to a vet.
Right.
Uh-uh. People are crazy, I swear. They're like, well, if you can spray their bed, you can spray them. No, that's completely different, dude. completely
yeah.
different. That's that whole wait till it dries thing.
Yeah. We also had Fantasia Taylor. This is a new submission. Pestrogen podcast, who wasn't aware about our podcast and will have to listen after this. I will send her a link.
Yay.
But she said, I used to work for a big box company in 2020 and I told them I need more time with my son. And their exact response was, you're making good money. Well, he'll get over it. She said, so I left.
Ew.
No, your kids don't just get over it because you're making good money. Like,
yeah, ew.
No, that's no.
Like,
yeah, that's a moment I can see where it was something you could never unhear.
Yeah,
but I'm like, glad she parted with it.
Yeah. Oh, buddy, I have that. That's a whole other thing that we're just not yes. even gonna deal with on that one. Right. We got one from Josh Talbert. He said, I don't know how long ago it was, but I asked a customer how they were doing, and they replied with, not bad, could complain, but nobody's listening. People laugh every time I say it now. Then it's a good one, because, like, you can complain all you want. Nobody's going to fucking pay attention to it. Especially in this, we're like, oh man, I had to go through this, that, and the other. And, oh, okay, well, now you're here to take care of my issue. Okay.
right. So, also, we got a Rick Wilhide from our council. He said, mice can fit through anything because they don't got bones.
They don't always got no bones.
They ain't got no bones. Always makes me wonder how people survived childhood. Oh, and once I had a man clearly struggling with addiction issues ask me to look at his bed bug bites. Before I could tell him no, he was taking his shirt off in the 7-Eleven. There were track marks on his arms, no bites. Ah.
Ouch. I think that's more of a you can't unsee it.
Yeah, definitely.
But I definitely can't unhear it, too, because everybody always thinks they have a bite and they're like, we can diagnose what the fuck it is.
Yeah,
let's show you. Is this a bad bite? Yeah. I don't know. Everybody reacts to all kinds of bites differently.
Let me see your house.
Let me go check your mattress and your couches and all the fun things. And then I'll tell you if it's a bed bug bite or not.
Exactly. Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah. The other one I remember Rick telling me a long time ago is that a lot of people, he used to always hear that mice grow up to be rats.
No, completely different.
Yeah, yeah. That mice grow up to be rats. There's no baby rats. They're mice. No.
No.
But yeah, I remember him. I remember him talking about that lady saying that mice don't got no bones. That's why he worded it that way. They don't got no bones.
They don't got no bones. Oh, Rick works in one of the biggest cities in the U.S. and he, oh man. Gotta hand it to him.
Yeah.
He does God work over there.
He does. Keep on keeping on, Mr. Will Hyde. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We got one from Nicole Bruce. Said, had a customer this past week say they had bed bugs. Just moved into the house. I started searching and start finding engorged ticks scattered throughout the home. Picked it up and said, is this the bed bug you're seeing? Oh, yes. Yes, those. My son had one, and we couldn't get it off, so we left it and tried to pull it again the next day, but it was so big it just exploded. Okay, yeah, so ticks are not bed bugs. You may want a doctor's appointment for everyone, and get your three dogs, cats, and y'all some preventative stuff, and I'll be treating outside and maybe even inside for this now. Find bug latched on the kid, onto kid sucking blood? Check. Remove it? Nope. Leave it? Yep. Because that's how it works. We just leave the ticks. It's fine. Like, before doing this, I really, like, obviously I knew bed bugs and ticks were different things. I'd never really seen a bed bug, but I goddamn knew it wasn't a tick.
Like, right, yeah.
What?
I had plenty of ticks as a kid.
Like, yeah, like, I've seen ticks, like, on my dogs and stuff. I had one when I lived in Oklahoma. I had one, like, right here in my hairline that my mom got out. But, and I've never, like, I had never seen a bed bug in person until doing this. But they look nothing alike. Besides that they're, you know, little and bug creepy. But, what the fuck?
Yeah, ticks have those creepy legs.
Yeah.
Like, that always and they determines
don't,
it in my head.
Not that I know of. They don't attach and latch on like that and just hang out on you and, you know. Bury their head into your skin like a tick does.
Yeah, bed bugs are fast. Like,
aren't they just like a bite, suck, leave?
They're way faster than I thought they were before I started this industry. Like when you see them on the move, it's just like, damn, y'all move fast. Like,
right? Yeah, I have seen them moving, trying to like get away from me because I pull back that seam and they're like, meh.
Yeah, dude, they're fast. I don't like it. Yeah.
How the fuck do you think a tick and a bed bug are the same damn thing?
Yeah, I mean,
obviously it was going to be a little bit cheaper of a treatment for ticks over bed bugs, so she should have been happy about that. But why the fuck are you leaving a tick stuck in your child?
Yeah, that's bad. The longer it's on there, the worse. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
We just left it because we couldn't get it off.
There's like somebody on my friends list on my Facebook posted about having a 30-minute conversation with somebody about bed bugs, and then they send them this picture, and it was like a click beetle or something. It was some sort of beetle. He's like,
that's not a bed bug. Oh yeah, yeah, I remember. Yeah, yeah. Like, no, that's not a roach.
It's one of those moments when you like spend so much time with somebody and then be like,
how did I not realize you were this fucking stupid?
You wasted all my time because I thought you knew what a roach was.
Right? Just like a basic, like roaches with their big ass long antenna.
Yeah.
Like, that's what, like, the first time I saw the longhorn beetle here, I'm like, ma! And then Brandon's like, no, you're good. It's just a beetle. It's not a roach. Thank God.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So Heather Tutton said, we had a client ask if we could redirect ants out of the house instead of killing them. No, they don't read, and itty-bitty traffic cones don't work.
I laughed for about 30 fucking minutes at the thought of itty-bitty traffic cones last night after she told me that. And I even read it to Brandon, and he's sitting there trying to play a video game, but he's laughing so fucking hard at the thought of, you know, they stay in their trails for the most part, but these itty-bitty traffic cones guiding them to where they need to go.
Can't go here, buddy. You better back it on
Do
up.
Do not enter.
better back it on up, buddy. Oh, my God. Then she said, we were referred to a subcontractor's dad. Dad's name is Richard. Son insisted dad go by Dick. He's wanting solution yesterday for his bird issue. Sam's driving. I'm passenger princess. I call dad, and it's customary when I call, as is customary when the dad answers, I say, hi, I'm looking for Dick. Sam almost literally drove into the center divider, laughing so hard. For those not from California, we have cement dividers between freeway directions. To this day, I don't know how I held my shit together and not only finished the call, but booked an inspection and we sold the job.
Hi, I'm looking for Dick.
I'm dead.
I really, really hope Sam didn't realize that the guy's name was Dick, because that would have been even better. That she's just on the phone with who, God knows who, sitting next to her husband going, yeah, I'm looking for Dick.
I'm dead. That's
me
great.
Too. I was like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. That's just too great.
That's wonderful. It's like,
and it's like, I actually had a conversation with, well, our next story that I'm about to read, of like, sometimes we just get brain glitches and just say shit and don't realize it until we go, oh, whoops. So I'm pretty sure that's what it was in Heather's case, not realizing that saying, I'm looking for Dick, is not going to sound the same to Sam as it does to the dude that's name exactly is Dick.
All right.
You just hear it come out of her mouth. I would have been, I'm good for you, Sam, for not driving into the center divider and killing both of you, because we highly enjoy you two.
Yes, we love you.
Oh my God.
Oh, well, that's a great story.
That was another one I was dying laughing at last night. Because what? Like, how are you just gonna come out with that at me like that? And it was like late as shit, and I read that and just damn near died. As she almost did.
Right, exactly.
Okay, from Kristen Gabriel. Don't think we've had any submissions from her before. So thank you.
Yes.
And keep them coming for everyone that we need submissions for. She said, I was leaving a voicemail for a customer one time, accidentally ended the voicemail with, through our son's name, Jesus Christ, amen, instead of, thank you so much, have a great day. I still don't know how that happened. Brain glitch? I do think maybe she said, have a blessed day in her voicemail message. I don't know. I still cringe thinking about it. Then me and her were talking about how, like, we'll accidentally end calls with love you, bye.
Yep.
And it's like, ooh, my bad. Especially if, like, you're, like, you've connected with the person. You're like, oh, yeah, I'll be there in a little bit. It'll be great to see you, blah, blah, blah. Okay, love you, bye. And you're like, shit. That's not what I meant. I meant, see you soon. That's what I meant.
Yes.
Then she also said, a drunk guy passed out at the wheel and veered off the highway and slammed into three of our office vehicles with his foot still on the gas. Our tech had to run and go turn the truck off, and thank God our tech was in the office when it happened. Totaled all three trucks. He had the audacity to come to our office years later, walked in the front door, looked at me, and said, hey, you see those new trucks out there? That's because of me. I helped y'all get all the money for those trucks. He was dead serious, and then he just walked out. What? thank you for being a drunk driver and possibly killing people. Luckily, my tech was not in one of those said trucks, and you didn't come into my office building and kill my fucking worker. Thank you for being a total jackass, drunk-ass driver.
Right? What the... No. Like, what?
Oh, she had a little bit more for that one. Yes. Said, mind you, there were no new trucks out there, just backup rigs. Thankfully, he didn't stay. I would have not responded nicely. The fact that no one was hurt or killed that day was a miracle. So you didn't even get new trucks from it. Those were just your backups.
Right.
So what the...
What the fuck?
Yeah, I would have not been happy had he come into my fucking business after he done destroyed three of my fucking vehicles. Because it's not like those things are cheap.
No.
Especially trucks.
Yeah.
And then to outfit him with everything? Mm-mm.
Right.
Mm-mm. Oh, you'd have been calling the cops one more time there. Believe it.
Facts.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Okay, before we read the next one, because mm-hmm. I've read through Russell's, he does throw in different languages. So if you don't want to read it, I will. And if you want to read Brandon Frentini's,
we
can
do it
that way.
Yes.
Because he does throw German in it, which I think I can remember how to pronounce it for the most part.
Okay, good. Yes, let's do it that way.
Okay.
Have no idea.
Yeah, I was going to tell you beforehand, and then I forgot. But then I just saw it and was like, oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
So do you want me to read Russell's, or do you want to do...
Yeah, you can read Russell's.
Okay. So Russell goes, door knocking. How dare you come here? I don't want no damn poison in my home. Don't you ever come back here spraying that toxic shit. Meanwhile, she's chain-smoking three Marlboro Blacks in the 5 minutes we interacted. I love that. Like, okay. I'm a smoker. I'll fess up to it. This is something I want to continue to do? Absolutely not. I'm working on it. But I'm not going to sit there and say that your shit's poison while I'm literally puffing that shit into my lungs. I know what I'm doing's not good. I would much rather have a pesticide on my skin than the smoke in my lungs. And I smoke.
Right. Like, yeah. Yeah, I get it. I smoked for 10 years. Like, the likelihood you're going to get hurt by somebody spraying stuff on a structure versus the shit you're putting in your lungs.
Like, yeah.
What?
Multiple times a day for years and years and years, especially if you're smoking three cigarettes in 5 minutes. That's insane. It takes me over 5 minutes to smoke a single cigarette, let alone three of them.
Right. Ugh.
Oh, that'd give me a headache. If I smoke too quickly, it gives me a headache. Anyways, he also said, I wear a sombrero during the summer. He works in Texas, and it's hot and sunny. Well, yeah. During the height of COVID, when everyone was enforced to wear masks all the time, I would constantly have people come up and ask if I speak English. I get dark under the sun, but not that dark. And I still would answer, no sé. To them, if they were rude when they asked me, I'd respond with, okay, let me see if I can get this one right. Ich sprechen Sie kein English. Something close to that, which means that I don't speak English, because they would get really confused. And honestly, anytime someone would start a sentence with, I read this online, I knew I was about to hear some funny shit. I love Russell.
Me too. Yeah.
Because I knew he would give us something good.
Yeah.
Because I can totally see him doing that.
Yes.
Because like he's either gonna play off of your joke of, oh no, I don't speak English in the Spanish that you're assuming that he is because he got dark. Or he's gonna go way off the deep end and throw some German in there with
do something crazy. Like, oh my God. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it has been many, 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 many years since I've been in Germany. Let's see, it's been like 30 years now. And so I learned a teeny tiny bit of German between like the ages of 7 and 10. So I probably royally screwed that up. And I know I didn't have the oomph of the German when they speak. And yes, it does sound like they're always fucking angry. I'm not even joking.
And then my buddy Brandon Frattini gave us an entry. She said, okay, well, quick one. I have a client who was a chef and graduated hypnotherapy. He now performs hypnotherapy, but he taught me a trick. You know how everyone says they're bad with names? Nobody is. If you say someone's name 7 times while speaking with them face to face, you will always remember their name. This came from Graham Phillips, who runs Grahamtastic Hypnosis in Bel Air, Maryland. He taught me a lot, actually, about how you can basically time travel through your own history and the past through your subconscious. Your subconscious holds every second of your life like an infinite cloud storage. When you relax your conscious mind enough to the point where your subconscious is dominant, you can revisit past traumas and rewire yourself. This is why it's so successful with eliminating habits and all. Guess how I truly got over my deathly fear of bugs, particularly hornets and wasps and all? He did a session with me during my first or second year in pest control after I performed his annual termite warranty renewal inspection.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, right?
Like, I've seen like hypnosis done, not like hypnotherapy. Mm-hmm. And I always wonder if it's real or not. Like, I saw it like in Vegas when I went, you know, so it's like, eh. But it was like, at the same time, it was like I think it was my cousin and my mom, I think, that were up there, or her sister. But I don't think it was her, because she'd broken her arm while we were in Vegas.
Oh, shit.
But, yeah, that was fun. So, like, I knew they weren't joking around about it, mm-hmm. but it's like, it was really weird. It was really cool, but, right? Like, watching them, like, do all this shit over about it and everything, and then, like, they were told they wouldn't remember anything about it until whatever day on whatever time, and it just happened to be when we were flying home. And both of them are just like, oh my god! Like, at the exact same fucking time. I'm mm-hmm. like, whoa.
Right?
It was really cool. So I bet it would work. Like, I think it's one of those things that you have to believe it's going to work for yes. it to work.
Right.
At least that's what I've always heard. Like, if you're, right. like, very, like, hypnosis and hypnotherapy doesn't work, it's a crock of bullshit, blah, 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 then it's not going to work because it's what you're already thinking. So you have to be open to it for it to do anything to you.
Right. That makes sense. I can see how that's something you cannot unhear. It's,
yeah, definitely
life changing.
And it was, well, it was one of his clients. He said he did it on his mm-hmm. termite warranty. So,
right.
Facts. It's still cool though. And that's what I wanted. I wanted, like, not just like the stupid shit that people say, but like funny shit too, because, like, I'm sorry. Some of my clients are fucking hysterical. Yeah. Can I remember anything that they've said to me at this exact moment? No. But I always have a talk with them.
Exactly.
We're constantly laughing about something, I swear. And our last one is from Missner. I swear I haven't been drinking. It's only 2:30 in the afternoon on a Sunday. Anyways, Mr. Rodney Brum, our beautiful brother up north, said, I had a client call me simply to tell me all of the all-natural ways he had cured his carpenter ants, from lemon rinds, shampoo, baking soda, to coffee grounds. As the conversation went on, I was perplexed as to why this conversation was even happening. When I asked why he called, if it was just to share all of his wonderful success, he said, no, the ants have destroyed my windowsill and all over the house. I suppose his methods didn't actually work, even though he continued to tell me how well his safe methods worked. Can't make this stuff up. I love people. Like, I had one the other day, and this is one that I really can't unhear anymore, and I'm pretty sure I told the council about it, is I'm spraying this apartment complex that I have sprayed for probably close to a year now. It just changed ownership. It went from one of our clients to another one of our clients. Imagine that. So, like, it was no big deal. It had no lapse in service. We were just like, hey, here, we need this service agreement from you now because, well, you own it. No problem. He signed it, handed it back. He didn't care. So I'm treating, and she walks out and, like, stops me dead in my tracks. Is that human safe? And I'm like, yes. And I continue on my way. So then she starts to pull her stuff away from the foundation right in front of her place. Cool, thank you. And then I don't have to skip that whole area because I ain't moving your shit. no. is way too much. Like, if it's, like, one thing, okay, fine, I'll push out, whatever. Yeah. But, I mean, this is, like, a bunch of bullshit. So she starts moving it. So I'm standing there, like, essentially tapping my foot, hurry the fuck up. So she moves it all and then goes, well, hold on, let me go sweep this out. And I'm like, no, it's fine. So I just turn it on my pin stream because she didn't move it super far away. So whatever. Hit my pin stream on it, just get it right in the crack. And I had sprayed the bottom of her door, like maybe this far, I mean, like maybe 2 inches up each side.
Right.
And then just whoop, at the bottom of her door, sprayed where her shit was. She sees that I sprayed the bottom of her door and she's like, well, now I need to wipe this up. I said, no, you don't. I'm like, don't do that. Like, I wouldn't have put it there if I didn't want it there.
Right. She's
like, well, is it animal safe? Yes. She's like, well, I have a cat. I said, I have 4 cats and 3 dogs. And I treat my house every month. Well, not every month, but yeah. I'm, they're all still alive and kicking.
Like, yeah.
Fuck you. Oh, my God. Right.
Don't hire me if you don't trust me. Like, I don't.
Well, she didn't hire me because it was at an apartment complex. But that's no, those true. Like.
Oh, I get that too sometimes.
Fucking tenants, man.
Yep, I'll be.
It's always them.
Yes, I'll be treating a complex, and somebody will pop out and be like, "What you spraying?" I'm like, "Ah, stuff. It's fine. What? It's like, what about my patio?" And I'm like, "It's fine."
I just like, it's this whole last week, I've had numerous people. What are you spraying? Oh, it's pyrethrins. Oh, I use that inside my house. Okay. Be yeah. careful doing that, but okay.
Yeah.
Or it's the other one that we'll just tell tenants when we're spraying. They're like, what are you spraying? We're like, it's a borate. Because shut the hell up. Because yeah. they'll just hear borate, think borax. Oh, it's diatomaceous earth. Oh my God, yay. Okay, it's not literally the same thing at all, but sure.
Yeah, I don't.
And then, God, what was the other one the other day? Oh, the guy asked me if what I was spraying was going to kill his plants. I said, no, this is a pesticide, not an herbicide. And besides that, I'm not spraying your plants. I'm spraying the building.
Yeah.
Well, I have a J plant over there. Okay, well, for one, it's on a building that I'm not even treating this month. But, okay. And he's like, well, I just figured I would ask you instead of looking it up. And I'm like, well, I do appreciate that. Like, thank you for actually coming to me and not just Googling or asking Facebook, because God knows they're the professionals. And he died laughing. He's like, no, I don't do that stupid shit. And I was like, ooh, I like you. Okay.
Right.
We friends.
Right.
Yeah. And he was coming out of his friend's unit. And he's like, well, the dog's in here. Is it okay for him? And the guy that was in the unit was like, leave that woman alone. She knows what she's doing. That's Mrs. Rat. And I was just like,
that's right. That's right, okay, buddy. Yeah, I had to do some plant treatment today. My cheese dad told me that Epsom salt and water would help with my fungus gnats and my plants, because mm-hmm. I bought cheap soil this year for my house plants. I bought it from the Dollar General. Big mistake. Came with a shit ton of fungus gnats. Oh. So I tried to let my plants all dry out, because that's like the best way, right?
Yeah.
It didn't work. And then I tried the Epsom salt thing my cheese dad told me. That didn't work. I tried that for maybe 3 weeks. So like, I had a little spray bottle. I spray the top of the soils, try soak it, whatever. Didn't work. So I finally did mosquito bits tonight. So I'll let y'all know how that worked, I'm sure.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, man. Nothing is worse than having any type of small fly in your house.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if it's a fungus gnat, a fruit fly, a drain fly, whatever. And it's just like, oh my God. They're yeah. so fucking annoying.
Yes. I know. And yeah. And I have a lot of houseplants. So like, mm-hmm. I needed a solution.
I think that's one reason I just don't do houseplants. Minus the fact that I kill everything. I'm surprised my children are alive. Joking, calm down. But no, like, plant-wise, I've never been able to keep shit alive. Even if I, like, set a timer to, like, remember to water it and give it, you know, good soil and extra feed. And then no, they die.
Speaking of, a lot of my most successful assisted living, nursing homes, big places, I've noticed that none of them have actual live plants. They always have fake plants. And it's yeah. probably because of pest issues. They just don't have to deal with it.
Yeah.
Keeping it, they have tons of people to keep alive. They don't want to keep plants alive too. Right. Like, I totally get that. But hey, no casualties so far this busy season for me. So that's a plus for me, because I usually lose a couple plants per busy season.
No, my only plant right now are Lego roses and my metal rose that Jude and Kyra have done for me, mm-hmm. because they know, like, I love getting flowers. I hate because they die.
Yep.
So they have done flowers for me that will never die.
Yeah.
The Lego roses have gotten close to dying because I accidentally knocked them over and they broke.
Yes.
But Kyra fixed it for me.
I
was like, I'm so sorry.
That's so cute.
It's okay. I can fix it. It's tedious, but I can fix it. I'm sorry.
That's like my hometown best friend who listens to our podcast. I shouted her out recently, and she messaged me and said she heard it, and that touched my heart. But her and my brother got me Lego sunflowers, and I was supposed to do it with my daughter, but she did it for me, so that works. But they're little Lego sunflowers.
That's awesome.
Yes, they're displayed in our living room now.
Yeah, we bought Jude flower roses for Christmas. Mm-hmm. Or flower roses. Lego roses.
Legos, yeah.
For Christmas, because he had bought himself, like, this Lego bonsai tree last fall, I think it was. And he thought it was the coolest thing, minus the fact on, like, because it was, like, no, maybe it wasn't a bonsai. I think it might have been a cherry blossom.
Yeah.
One or the other. But, like, it was supposed to, like, mimic that the petals had fallen, so it's, like, these, like, those single round Legos were just supposed to sit in the pot. Well, like, he had it sitting on his desk, and anytime he bumped his desk, it would fall apart. So he just got so pissed at it and threw it into his Lego tote, which is on the same wall that he shares with us. Scared the living shit out of me when he did it, because all of a sudden it was just this crash, and I'm like, what the fuck was that?
Right?
And we had already bought him the roses. We were just waiting to give it to him, and I'm going, oh, shit. But him and his buddy had put him together. And then they just put them, they got one of my old vases and just stuck them in the vase. And now they just sit in my kitchen. And I'm like,
that's cute.
Sweet.
Yeah. I love it. I was
like, sweet.
Yeah, it's flowers that never go bye-bye.
Unless you break them.
unless you break them.
They are Legos. They break.
Yes. You can glue them. I want to figure that out, because the girls really like Legos, and I think it's fun. It's definitely fun.
I know next week we're actually going to have a guest.
Yes.
Yes. So that's going to be fun. We haven't figured out a whole name for it yet, so I don't even think we should announce who the guest is yet then.
Yes. It's very special.
Yes.
It's really cool.
She has not been on any podcast that I know of.
Yeah. Okay. No. Sweet. Unique as hell. Yeah.
Yes.
It was literally a diamond in the rough moment where she was just spotted on another group, and we're just like, that's cool.
Right?
Yeah, and it actually took her weeks to see our message too, and then she was like, sure, I'll be a guest, and we're like, score.
So, yes. We have sent the invite out to literally all of our Pestrogen ladies.
Yes.
That if they would like to come be a guest and just shoot the shit with us, they're more than welcome.
Yes.
So we will have guests from here till forever. Mm-hmm. Because even ladies that have already been on, like Heather and Jen, and I know there was somebody else. Oh, Sue Ann. They're like, I'll come again. And I'm like, let's give everybody else a chance first. But I would love to have you all again.
Yes.
Especially Heather. You're a fucking blast. You crack me up all the fucking time. Sue Ann, you're great too. You are so beyond fucking knowledgeable. Oh my God.
And so much fun. Oh my God.
Yes.
I love
And Jen was a blast too.
Yes.
I think it's great that we're finding people that aren't a part of, like, the main, you know, pest control podcast.
Yeah.
They're
like just every, they're on.
It's like, we're not passing them around. We're like, here, now you do them. No, mine first.
Right. And the variety, definitely. Mm-hmm. I love it. Yes.
And we have no qualms against having gentlemen. Yes, we have had lots of them. Hell, one of our first guests with Sam as well as Heather.
Yes.
But then, like, our next damn episode was Rodney and Russell.
Yes.
We have no problem with males on our podcast.
Yes. We definitely want to build the Pestrogen group, so getting to know the Pestrogen ladies has been awesome.
It's been, like, fun.
Candace was the one who suggested Jen because of her engagement in Pestrogen, and it was just one of the most, like, magical moments of, like, oh, this is awesome. Right? Like,
and she was in a tux. How great was that?
So cool.
I know. After Brad saw it, he was like, well, if I'd known it was formal attire, I'm like, hell,
so cool.
I was in a Beavis and Butthead shirt. Now I'm in a Donald Duck shirt. Look at it.
It just showed her so beautiful personality. I just love it.
She's fun. Made,
yeah. It was such a special experience for sure.
Yeah, it was great.
I would love to do a Lyme episode every May with Sue Ann. And I love Stacy. I don't know.
Yes.
She's so cool, too. So
hopefully next time we do it, I'll actually be able to see everybody.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. We'll next May, we'll be like, hey! Because you can see us all.
Right? I know. I actually had to watch that one back because obviously I know who Sue Ann is, what she looks like, whatever. But Stacy, I'm going, I guess I have to match a face to a voice now because I can hear her just fine. But yes, for anybody who didn't know, we had technical difficulties on my side.
Yeah.
Where I couldn't see anybody. Like, right now, I can see me. I can see Jen. Normally, when we have other guests, we have obviously the smaller boxes, but we can. I went in and out of that damn thing. Jen made new rooms. Couldn't see anybody. So I had my box and then three blank black squares that I just had to pretend that I knew who was where.
Yep.
And that just listen awesome. To people talk. It was definitely odd. It brought me back to, like, my first TFTC when they didn't use cameras.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, wow. So
no camera was allowed.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like, my very first one with Paula, and it was supposed to have Candace Renee on it as well. There was no cameras. They didn't even have theirs on. And then the birthday episode that I was on didn't have any cameras. They didn't, like, bring cameras into it for a while.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's epic. That makes it hard, I think.
It was really difficult. Like, it still worked, but you can definitely, like, tell the difference.
Yes.
Like, when people can actually see the other people. Yeah. Then you can see their facial expressions.
Yeah, I play off everything. Your energy a
I
lot,
do too.
Especially when we have guests, because we gotta take turns asking questions. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you can kind of see, like one of us can already say something, we're like...
yeah.
Okay, there we go. Do you have anything? Because, like, tomorrow's the last day of the month. So do you have, like, a bitch ton of work to do to get it done? Or did you catch up from your vacation?
Yeah. No. I got a bitch ton of work to catch up.
That sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've got some pretty epic changes coming up. I'll announce at the next episode. Yes. So that's
to announce it already?
At the next episode, yeah.
Oh my god, I can't believe it's already time.
I know. Yay. It's flying.
That seemed really fast.
I guess
you told me last weekend, so what? Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, so, big thing. So, that's
I'm so excited for
me
you.
Me too. The universe is changing for me in magical ways, so.
Universe is yelling out for Jenny. We need you over here.
come take an extra step in a different direction. Life is that way.
Life is good for Jenny.
Yes. So next week we have a surprise guest that's going to be super cool. You guys will see posts coming about that.
Yes.
And then we shall reveal Jen's next step in life next week as well.
Yay. So.
Yeah, but thank you for joining us for Pestrogen Podcast. Unless you have anything else to add, Candace?
No, I can't think of anything. This was a blast, as always.
Yes. Thank you for joining us, guys. All right.
Go out and kick some ass.
Go out and kick some ass. Bye.
Bye.